So as today we want to continue to look forward to celebrating how Jesus impacts our lives in so many ways. We've talked about how he's our light and he's our hope. Today I want to start with a verse in Luke chapter 2 where we read about some of the details surrounding Jesus' birth. So if you have a Bible near you, with you, let's go ahead and open up to the beginning of Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read the first 11 verses to get us started off for today. These are familiar verses for many of us, but so important to remember. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee to the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." So the angels announce the birth of Jesus as good news that will cause great joy for all people. And that is our focus today. Jesus is our joy. At Christmas time, we celebrate that Jesus, the Son of God, that eternal light of the world, our living hope, burst into our world and forever changed the relationship between God and mankind by offering us love, grace, and peace with God. There's so much joy to be found in that gospel message, so much joy that changes our lives each day. There really is no more greater or lasting joy than I can imagine than the knowledge that God, the creator of life, has chosen to accept you and me as his children. He's chosen to offer us forgiveness for all of our sin, to give us new life in him, to purify us through his own gift of grace, not because we've earned it and proved it, but because he has chosen to give it. He's given it to us freely. We only need to receive it in our hearts and minds. There is joy in this truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When I think about joy, I think about how much we human beings seek joy so much in our lives. We look for new ways to experience pleasure in our lives. We seek out activities that engage our interests. And we continue to have to chase after these things because they get dull after a while, right? We get used to things and then suddenly they don't bring us the joy that they once did. So now we have to bring it to a next level. It's never quite enough. We always need a new level of excitement, but we're constantly seeking joy in our lives. We try to create connections with people that will please us, to give us that happiness that we're craving. And we keep creating new ways to entertain ourselves, to enhance our happiness and joy in life. This is really, when I think about it, the source of all kinds of addiction, isn't it? That seeking of joy, that happiness that we crave, we just want it so much. There's something within us that desires it so much. It's our desire to have and to hold on to that feeling of happiness and joy. As I was thinking about this message and just kind of researching joy and the impact in our lives, I was just doing some searching online for what brings us joy, and everything that was presented was something temporary. And I was trying, you know, we have all these AIs out there tonight, and I was trying to pose the question to the AI, but what gives lasting joy? Right, and the only answer it could come up with is, well, each person has their own way of understanding joy, and you know, if you can find something that gives you pleasure, that's great. And there's nothing that our vast internet, vast base of knowledge out there that could provide that's a lasting source of joy. It all fades, and we have to keep finding a new way to get it, but that's the difference that Christ makes. And I think that's the thing for us to understand as Christians, that Jesus provides a lasting joy. It transcends our daily experiences in life. He offers us something that's sustaining and life-giving and truly lasting. It gives meaning to life, purpose to our being, and even optimism about the future, no matter what is happening today. The joy that Jesus offers is unquenchable, and it rises from our hope in him. When we talk about joy as Christians, we often talk about a joy that doesn't depend on our circumstances. It doesn't depend on what's happening to us here and now. And we can actually have a sense of peace and happiness about what God is doing, even in very difficult situations. And when I think about that, it's not so much that it doesn't depend on our circumstances, it's that we understand our circumstances aren't rooted in what's happening in our culture today, what's happening in our lives today. Our circumstances are rooted in eternity. They're rooted in what Christ has offered and who he is. We have a better understanding of life when we live in Christ and we have faith in him. This is why the Apostle James can write in James 1:2, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind." Let's go ahead and open up to that, and we can read the rest of that passage and see what he says about finding joy in even our trials. We're going to look at James chapter 1. I got to get there myself. I'm going to start in verse 2, James 1. We'll start reading in verse 2. So this is from the English Standard Version, slightly different from what I just read, but James says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, whenever you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith without doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." I'm going to stop there. What James is getting at is by living in faith, truly trusting in the Lord, even in our trials, we can come to understand that there is good that can come from every circumstance. The hardships we experience in life are not just random things that happen to us and make our life difficult. The reality is that when we have a relationship with the Lord, when we trust in him, we can understand that even those hardships can be used by God to strengthen us, to teach us something, to grow our faith and our perseverance. Those are good things that God can make of the good. Now, when I have this conversation with people, a lot of times, you know, we drift into the conversation, well, does God cause the hardship? And God's not one who's going to make our lives difficult. He's not the one who produces evil. He does allow it in our lives. And I think it's important to understand that God allows those things because he knows that there is something that greater that can come from it. But it's not God who causes it. If you're facing difficult circumstances, if you have a hardship in life, if you've had loss in your life, it's not that God made that happen to you, but God can take that circumstance of living in a sinful and fallen world and make good of it. And that's where our joy can come from, even in those trials, knowing that God doesn't forsake us in those moments. He hasn't hidden himself from us. If we can continue to trust in him and keep our eyes on him, we can know that he will make good of it in some way. That is the promise that we see throughout Scripture. And so we can have joy even in those circumstances, knowing that God can produce perseverance and strength and good character. He can mature us through those situations. The joy in Jesus comes from the fact that God remains the ultimate judge and authority over this world no matter what happens. Jesus does not change, and our identity in Christ is secure. When you've turned to Jesus and received the gift of grace and forgiveness that he offers you, you're a new person. You have a new perspective on the world. You have knowledge of God's presence in your life. You are made pure in him, and all those things have an impact on your life that change you completely and allow you to see the world in a new way. You are forgiven by Jesus' sacrifice. Nothing that happens to you in this world can change that. Nothing can take away what Jesus has done for you and what you have received from him. And so you don't have to accept anything in life that says otherwise. There are plenty of messages that come at us each and every day that are telling us that we're not worthy. And that may be true if we're only looking at ourselves. But God has made you worthy. He has chosen you to be worthy. And so we don't have to accept those messages. We can find joy in the fact that we are forgiven, no matter what our past is, no matter what our present is. God has chosen us and will continue to choose us. There is joy in knowing that grace for every moment. You are free from being defined by your past. In Christ, you have been chosen and set apart in this world for God's good purposes. And nothing in life will change that. Regardless of what is happening right now in your life, in the world, all around you, you can have confidence that God is with you and for you. And he has set you apart in this world for his good purposes. He has a reason for you to be here. Psalm 118:6 says, "The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" There's such strength in that, in those words, aren't there? So often we find ourselves wondering what's going to happen to us in this world. What are people going to do to us? And while there is some truth that we can be harmed, we can experience negative circumstances, ultimately, the Lord is greater than that. What can mere man do to you, the child of God? There is great joy in the promise that God is with you and for you no matter what. He will accomplish his purposes to redeem and restore this world, and he will work through you, invite you into his work when you offer yourself to him. So when we look around at the world and we see all the things that are happening, it can be easy to lose our joy. But we can regain it again when we remember that the Lord is in control and the Lord has called and approved and empowered us to make a difference, to stand with him, to not shrink back, but to stand in faith on him. There is great joy in knowing that we need not fear what is happening in the world around us, but joy in knowing that the Lord will redeem this earth. And he can work in us as well. When we share the joy that we have, we can see God's redeeming work in other people's lives. We can see how he changes and affects them, which can bring even more joy to our lives. There's joy in knowing that the Holy Spirit is available to guide and strengthen you to live in new ways. Again, it can be easy to lose our joy when we consider our own strength, when we look at our own weaknesses. We didn't lose it. We forgot we had it. We lose sight of it. And that's, you know, we come back to that so often, right? When we're looking at ourselves, we lose sight of the hope, the joy, all these things that God gives us. We recall who he is. We recall who we are in him. That's when we regain these things. And so Christmas time, Advent season is a great time for us to recall who Christ is and what he's done and all the joys that we have in him. The joy that we have comes from the fact that Jesus was born. He came into this world to be among us. He came in compassion and love and grace and offers us a new life. It's good to let that joy of knowing who Jesus is and what he's done fill and overflow our hearts as we face each day. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." It's a good reminder in God's word to cling to joy, to look for joy in our lives. And again, that ultimate and lasting joy is Jesus. He doesn't change. He doesn't go away. His promises are true. And we can depend on him each and every day. That is our source of lasting joy. Whenever we reread the account of how Jesus was born in the manger in Bethlehem, when we think about the angels coming to announce his birth and the shepherds gathering around, when we think about the Magi coming and following that star, all the things we remind ourselves at Christmas time, those are opportunities for us to remember this child who was born. This moment in history that stands as a point when God interacted with our lives and showed himself to be true, showed his faithfulness to us, and shared his grace and love. There is great joy we can find in every day when we remember that. So let's remember that this child was born for all of us. His coming is good news for all, and there's great joy in knowing him. And in closing, let me just share what Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. May we rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. May our Christmas season be filled with joy as we remember what comes from knowing that Jesus came into our world. Let's pray and give thanks to the Lord. And then we'll sing our closing. Oh, yeah, go ahead. The last one, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Let's pray and give thanks to the Lord. Lord, thank you that we can have joy each and every day. We don't have to look to this world, look to our own strength and what it offers, Lord. Those things we know don't last, but we can have a lasting and eternal joy as we look to you, as we remember your coming into the world, as we each remember the moment we received you, and you transform our lives. We thank you that you are present with us each and every day, Lord. May our lives be filled with joy as we look to you. In Jesus' name, amen.